Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson, along with Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we are in a decidedly new phase of the election. Today, the two most recent Republican presidential nominees came out against Donald Trump. Senator John McCain urged voters to think long and hard about who should be the next commander-in-chief. And the sharpest attack came from Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee from 2012. Here he is speaking at the University of Utah.
Here's what I know. Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's playing the members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat.
Well, just in the last hour, we got this response from Donald Trump.
Now, I heard, and I saw just a little bit of it, but I heard that Mitt Romney made a fairly long speech. And I mean, honestly, I thought I'll just address it quickly because it's irrelevant. Look, Mitt is a failed candidate. He failed. He failed horribly. The third debate. He failed badly. That was a race, I have to say, folks, that should have been won.
Well, joining us now to discuss all of this is NPR political correspondent Don Gagne. Don, what a day.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. Well, what do you make of this? I mean, first of all, and now we've got the response from Donald Trump, but first of all, the candidate of the party from the last time around coming out so strongly against the front runner this time.
Unprecedented. We just haven't seen this before. You know, I mean, imagine John Kerry coming out and criticizing the nature of the debate that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were having 4 years later.
Yeah.
But here's the thing with Romney. I have over the years seen a lot. Let's underline that. A lot of Mitt Romney speeches. 2008, 2012, all kinds of different venues. This is as tough of a speech as I've ever seen him give. It was focused. It was about the Trump record, and it was also personal and about Trump's temperament. So Romney clearly had something he wanted to get off his chest. The question is, does he keep it up, and do others really join in a big way?
And Romney said, will he talk about our policy differences, referring to Trump, when he comes back at me? Romney sort of predicted what was going to happen. He says, will he talk about our policy differences, or will he attack me with every imaginable low road insult? What do you make of Trump's response?
Oh, it's classic Donald Trump. Now, here's the thing to remember. I mean, he also called Romney a loser. Donald Trump likes playing in this particular arena, right? And he didn't need this big Romney broadside today as an excuse to go after Romney. He's been doing it all year. He's been calling Romney a loser who should have beaten Barack Obama and who choked and who caved and didn't have the guts and didn't have whatever it takes. So he's been going after Romney all year. It's Romney who's now joined the fray. You get this sense that Trump is happy that the debate has come to this particular place.
Is this going to make any difference with people who are supporting Donald Trump in state after state all over the country? It seems that this plays right into his hands in that you've got the establishment coming out against him, and he gets to say, look at Washington and the Republican establishment mm-hmm. coming out against me. I'm with you.
I don't make predictions, but I'm going to make a prediction here. If somebody's a hardcore Donald Trump supporter now, and his supporters tend to be pretty hardcore, this is going to mean nothing to them. In fact, it may even reinforce it, because to them, Mitt Romney is the classic establishment guy, and he represents everything that's wrong with the Republican Party. They think Trump has taken it to the right place. Here's where it could have an impact. Republicans like Romney are not just worried about what Trump would mean. They're kind of worried about there being a bandwagon effect where people say, well, I guess he's going to win. Okay, maybe I'll get on board. They're trying to stop people from doing that, to make people think twice. It feels good to jump on the bandwagon. That's what the party is. They want people to say, wait a minute, do I really want to be there?
They're trying to get supporters, Republicans all across the country to start voting for other candidates, even if it's not what Romney didn't come out and say, I'm endorsing this person. He just wants people to vote for somebody besides Trump.
Exactly. And he said, if I were in Florida, I'd vote for Marco Rubio if he's got the best chance of winning that state. And if we're at the Ohio primary, I'd vote for John Kasich because he's got the best case of winning there. Essentially, what he's saying is whoever can win, wherever they can win, if their name's not Trump, let's support them where they're strong. And that is the best chance to deny Trump the, let's, what's the number, 1,237 delegates he needs going into the Cleveland convention.
To try to get somebody else to have a chance for maybe a second ballot of the convention. We're going to have to keep watching this. Don Gagne, NPR political correspondent. Fascinating. Thank you.
Stay tuned. Thanks.